हरे कृष्णा। भगवद गीता इट इज चैप्टर नंबर 6 ज्ञान योगम टेक्स्ट नंबर 33 एंड 34। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाया। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाया। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाया। अर्जुन उवाच योयम् योगः वया प्रोक्तम् साम्येना मधुसूदनम् एतस्याहं न पश्यामि चञ्चलवस्थितं स्थिरम्। अर्जुन उवाच योयम् योगः वया प्रोक्तम् साम्येना मधुसूदनम् एतस्याहं न पश्यामि चञ्चलवस्थितं स्थिरम्। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद, दि फाउंडर आचार्य ऑफ इंटरनेशनल सोसाइटी फॉर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस। जय श्रील प्रभुपाद। अर्जुन सेड, ओ मधुसूदन, द सिस्टम ऑफ योगा विच यू हैव समराइज्ड अपीयर्स इम्प्रैक्टिकल एंड अनएंड्यूरेबल टू मी, फॉर द माइंड इज रेस्टलेस एंड अनस्टडी। टेक्स्ट नंबर 34। चंचलम हि मन कृष्ण प्रमाति बलवदृढ़ तस्याहं निग्रहं मन्ये वायुरिवस दुष्करम्। चञ्चलं हि मनः कृष्णा प्रमाति बलवद्दृढं तस्याहं निग्रहं मन्ये वायुरिवस दुष्करम्। ट्रांसलेशन, फॉर द माइंड इज रेस्टलेस, टर्बुलेंट, ऑब्स्टिनेट एंड वेरी स्ट्रांग। ओ कृष्णा, ऑन टू सबड्यू इट, आई थिंक इट इज मोर डिफिकल्ट देन कंट्रोलिंग दी विंड। ओम ज्ञानदमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्चन शलाकयं चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रष्टाय भूतले श्रीपते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिन्यति नामिनिं। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवै गौरवाणी प्रचारिणीं निर्विशेष शून्यवादी भाषात देशतारिणीं। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पतिं गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुतिं। तत्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रियं। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। नाउ वी आर इन चैप्टर 6 ध्यान योग टेक्स्ट नंबर 33 एंड 34। In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explained about the various yoga system, because some people like a karma yoga, some people like a dhyana yoga, some people like a jnana yoga, some people like a bhakti yoga. So that's why Krishna, being a supreme personality of Godhead, so he is explaining all the various yoga system. In this chapter number 6, dhyana yoga, Krishna is explaining how to do meditation process to achieve the supreme personality of Godhead. So this is what explained in this chapter. Now in this shloka 33 and 34, Arjuna is speaking. Arjuna vacha, he is saying, oh Madhusudana, my mind is restless, totally restless and unsteady. The mind is, if you see, it is always a flickering. So that's why, since my mind is restless, since my mind is unsteady, in this yoga system which you have described so far, look, it's impracticable and unendurable. So in this way, Krishna, Arjuna very frankly, and he is telling the opinion, his opinion to Krishna. Because when he is not understanding something, if he is not able to practice, then he can place to Supreme Personality of Godhead with the humility, then Krishna, the next shloka, he is going to tell what to do in this situation. So similarly, even in our life also, with the humility, we can approach the spiritual master. Oh my dear spiritual master, what you have telling, it look like a not possible for me. So kindly tell me which is a more suitable for my case according to my situation. So in this way we can also approach the spiritual master. So it does not mean that what Krishna explained is a totally wrong or impractical, because in this age of Kali Yuga the people are not at all qualified to do this yoga practice. Because even when we are giving a Bhagavad Gita class, you know, to sit 1 hour, very great tapasya. To sit in one place, even a speaker also, he will get a back pain, this pain, that pain. Then the audience also, they will go through a lot of problem. To sit 1 hour, they will stretch the leg. Then after 10 minutes, they will turn the face here and there. Is there any chair? Let me go and sit in the chair. And then after that, they will stretch the leg, they will stretch the hand. So in this way, it is a great tapasya just to sit 1 hour. Where can we do the yoga practice? Krishna explained in this chapter, if we wanted to practice yoga, first we have to go to secluded place, like a forest. Alone, we should sit there and meditate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The asana should not be very high, very elevated, and it should not be very low also. And we should not close the eye fully, and we should not open the eye fully also. We should close 50%, then we should look at the tip of the nose, then we have to meditate. So is it possible in this age of Kali Yuga? It is not at all possible. Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, even people are not ready to leave the house. Who is ready to leave the home? Nobody is ready to leave the home. And where is who is ready to go to forest? Nobody is ready to go to forest. So and then further Srila Prabhupada says, just to run the life itself, it is a big struggle. Going to the office, managing the family, and that itself great struggle. So where is the question of going to the forest and doing this yoga system, because the life also very, very short. So this yoga system, what Krishna explained, it is very much applicable in Satya Yuga, where the people duration of life is very long. People are very, very peaceful. So in that situation, everyone go to the forest and do. But in this age of Kali Yuga, Srila Prabhupada says, even small thing, it is a big trouble. When you ask the people to chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When we tell the people to chant the holy name of Krishna, that itself, it is a great austerity. Then if you tell them, please, you do the obeisance to the Supreme Personality of Godhead daily. Obeisance? How can I do? Even some people, if they go to temple, they will not bow down to the Supreme Lord. They will not bow down. They will be standing like a tree, and then they will just bow down only by in the head. They will just shake the head. That's all. The pranams is finished. Just to bow down in the floor itself, very, very great austerity. So this yoga system, it is a totally very, very difficult, and it is definitely this yoga practice very, very difficult. So that's why Srila Prabhupada comparing Arjuna's life and our own life. Arjuna is born in a king family, very king family, and Arjuna had all wonderful qualities. He is having so much of amazing qualities there, and he is a great Kshatriya also. When we see the Swayamvaram of Draupadi, he just shoot the arrow to the eye of the fish. The fish eye exactly, he shoot the arrow. Because he didn't even look at the fish. He just by looking in the water, he shoot the arrow. That too, this fish is keep on moving, it's rotating. But still exactly he shoot the arrow in the eye of the fish. So that is a great Kshatriya. Arjuna is a great Kshatriya, and he is actually, his name is called Savyasachi. Another name is actually Savyasachi. Savyasachi means, he can shoot the arrow in both the hand, left and right, both hand, only he can shoot. He had such a great, amazing qualities of great Kshatriya also. And his name is, another name is called Gudakesha. Gudakesha means he conquer the sleep. Whenever he want to sleep, he will sleep it. Sleep will not come and disturb him. For us, if it is at 10 o'clock in the night, finish, we will sleep it. But Arjuna is not like that. If he don't want to sleep, he will not sleep. His name is Gudakesha. So such a great, wonderful qualities, and he is having a great Kshatriya. He is a great Kshatriya also. Then his duration of life is very long. Thousand years he used to live. In Dwapara Yuga, everyone is to live for 1,000 years. Now Kali Yuga maximum 100 years we live. So in this way, and over and above, Krishna is with him. Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead, is with him. 5,000 years back, practically he had all the facilities. He had all the facilities, have a good qualities. He is a great Kshatriya, and Krishna is with him. Still, he is saying it is not possible. So this yoga system, maybe few people it is possible, but ordinary people it is not at all possible. So then one may ask the question, in this age of Kali Yuga, many people are doing yoga and meditation. What about that? And you are here, Arjuna is saying impractical. And now Kali Yuga, many people are doing. It is an international yoga day. So what about that? So that, as we mentioned before, yoga means linking Atma and Paramatma. This is called yoga, the real yoga, as Krishna explained. So what people are doing in this Kali Yuga, their aim is not to achieve the Supreme Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is not the aim of the people who is doing a yoga in this age of Kali Yuga. What is their aim? Their aim is for the health benefit. So this is actually a health yoga. It is not the dhyana yoga. So that's why they are doing. Because when you wanted to do the yoga meditation, you cannot do for 10 minutes, then watch TV, and then watch WhatsApp, Facebook, and all those things. Your meditation means it should be non-stop. You have to do it. That's why Krishna says this is a dhyana yoga process. But now what we are practicing is actually health yoga. So in shloka number 34, Krishna, Arjuna is saying, Krishna, my mind is a turbulent. He further continuing this shloka, my mind is a very much turbulent, obstinate, and very, very strong also. So how can I? Then he is using the analogy, Krishna, I think I can control the wind. Wind, if it is coming very force, I can go and control this wind, but I cannot control my mind. This is actually more difficult than controlling the wind. So he is using a very nice analogy, because generally the mind is under the intelligence. Intelligent only control the mind. But here Arjuna is saying the mind is very, very strong and obstinate, because this mind is overcome the intelligence. When we see above the senses, mind is there. Above the mind is intelligent. Above the intelligent is the soul. Above the soul is a Paramatma is there, super soul is there. But here many, many cases the mind will overcome the intelligent. Since the mind is overcoming the intelligent, the mind will become very, very strong. It will run like anything. If we see mind is generally totally restless. Some people are saying, if you see them, they are totally restless. They will go here, there, go. No, they are not at all peaceful. They are not at all peaceful, because mind is troubling like anything. It is actually restless and unsteady. That's why it is very much flickering. So that's why here Arjuna is saying, very, very difficult. The mind is very, very difficult to control. What to speak of modern man? Srila Prabhupada says it is very difficult to Arjuna, what to speak of this modern man. Now in for us, it is actually not at all possible. That's why Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very, very mercifully, and he advised everyone to chant the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is the great Mahamantra. With the humility, if you chant this holy name of Krishna, then what will happen? Cheto darpanamarjanam bhavamahadavagni nirvapanam shriyakairava chandrika vitaranam vidyavadu jivanam anandambudivardhanam pratipatam purnamrutva swadhanam sarvatmashnapanam param vijayate shri krishna sankirtanam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. When we chant the holy name of Krishna, then all our, whatever the impurities are there in our heart, it will run away like anything. When the police comes, what will happen? All the thief, they will run away. So similarly, whatever the impurities are there in our heart, whatever the impurities are there in our mind, everything, as soon as In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is explained, it is given the analogy in when the powerful animal, the powerful, the lion came, all the forest animal, like a small, small animal, they will run away like anything. So similarly, the holy name of Krishna is like a very powerful lion. When the lion comes and roar, then all the small, small animals, they run away like anything. So similarly, whatever the impurities, kama, krodha, moha, mata, matsarya, whatever the impurities are there within the heart, within the mind, all will be run away when we chant the holy name of Krishna, because this is the great Maha Mantra. We should simply, with humility, we should chant the holy name of Krishna. When we chant the holy name of Krishna, then this restless mind will become very, very peaceful. Krishna says in this chapter, one who controls the mind will become best friend. One who is not controlled, for him, the mind is the best enemy. It will trouble like anything, because it will ask so many things. It will go here, it will go here, go to go. It will be restless like anything. So in this age of Kali Yuga, chanting the holy name is a very, very best. Hare Ranam, Hare Ranam, Hare Ranam, Iva Kevalam, Kalau Nasteva, 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 Gatirannatam. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, in this age of Kali, Hare Ranam, Hare Ranam, Hare Ranam, Iva Kevalam. He used three times. Wherever it is mentioned three times, they are giving a very much important. So in this age of Kali, to attain our goal of life, to become happy, so this is the very best process and very easy process, and it is actually proven process also. And Srila Prabhupada, he went all over the world. He went all over the world and he distributed the holy name of Krishna, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is non-different from Krishna, he himself said, Prithivitya Acharati Naharadi Grama Sarvatra Prachara Hoi Bhai Moranama. You all, everyone, you go and please distribute the holy name of Krishna. As soon as the people chant the holy name of Krishna, then the entire world will become very, very peaceful. This is the very peace formula, and this is the very best process in this age of Kali Yuga. Hare Krishna. As a conclusion of this, Shloka number 33 and 34, Arjuna is rejected the yoga process, which is explained by the Krishna, because the mind is restless and unsteady. Since the mind is always, specifically in this age of Kali, people's mind always restless and unsteady. So this yoga system is impractical, and he rejected. So let's see Krishna in next shloka, what he is going to explain, what he is going to give the solution. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hari Om Tat Sat.